First, all Wisconsin residents will be required to wear masks in indoor public spaces, things like grocery stores and restaurants, as part of a new COVID-19 emergency declaration issued by Governor Tony Evers today. Several cities and counties already have their own orders in place, but the announcement today creates a statewide rule. The mask mandate goes into effect on Saturday, August 1st, and could be in effect until the end of September. Our next guest joins us to talk about what's in the order and what legal challenges could be on the horizon against Evers' administration. Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. She also co-hosts WPR's Politics Podcast. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, give us the basics, Laurel, of how this mandate works.
So as you mentioned, it's a statewide mask mandate, something we obviously haven't had in Wisconsin. We've had a number of local mandates, kind of a patchwork across the state. It's set to go in effect on Saturday. If all goes according to the governor's plan, it will run until September 28th, unless a new order is issued in the interim that would extend it. It has a variety of kind of exceptions and details for when folks need to wear masks and when they don't have to. But kind of the broad overarching requirement here is that when people are in indoor public places where individuals who are outside of their household are present, they need to be wearing a mask.
And some of those exceptions include when you need to do things that involve taking off a mask, you can take it off to eat and that sort of thing. Like some common sense right. things seem to be part of the order.
Exactly. You can take it off when you need to eat. You can take it off when you're swimming. Individuals who need to communicate with someone who's deaf or hard of hearing and they don't have another way to communicate without removing the mask can do so. There are also medical exemptions for people that have certain medical conditions or mental health conditions where they can't wear a mask. So lots of kind of small caveats built into the order, and all of that information is in my story on our website.
You can find that at WPR.org/news. I want to give a listen to the governor now in the call today, making the case for the need for a statewide mask mandate.
What we know to be true is that this virus doesn't care about any town, city, or county boundary. It doesn't care whether you live in the Dodge County or Fond du Lac County side of Waupun. It doesn't care whether you're perfectly healthy or young. And it doesn't care whether you're a Republican or Democrat. I know there have been those who've demanded a piecemeal rather than a statewide approach. They've said we do not need a statewide effort to respond to this crisis. Well, we tried their way. Folks, it's not working. Our statewide efforts to combat this virus have worked before, and so that's what we announced here today.
The virus may not care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, but it seems like Republicans and Democrats have differing views on the need for a statewide mandate. What have we heard, Laurel, in response, especially when it comes to Republicans in the legislature?
So a handful of Republicans have been pretty quick to respond to this order already this afternoon. I think perhaps the most notable at this point is Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Of course, he leads the pretty sizable majority in the state assembly. He said that he continues to support local responses to COVID-19. He said a quote, one-size-fits-all approach for the state isn't appropriate. And Republicans have been making that argument for a really long time now. Essentially, what they have been saying is, why should rural communities in Wisconsin that have fewer cases of COVID-19 have to have the same level of restriction that places like, you know, Milwaukee, for example, or even Green Bay that's had a surge in cases should have to comply with? So they've been pretty consistent in that pushback. And the governor is saying here, you know, we went with that for a while and it just wasn't effective. We've seen more and more cases of COVID-19 in Wisconsin.
Yeah, on that note, I want to give a listen to Department of Health Services Secretary-designee Andrea Palm giving the latest numbers at today's emergency declaration.
As of today, we have added 16,211 people to our total negative count. We have 52,108 total positive cases here in the state of Wisconsin, which is an increase of 1,059 people. We've reached 919 total deaths of Wisconsinites. This increase in cases, the number of people getting COVID-19 in Wisconsin, is going in the wrong direction, and we need to take every action possible to protect our communities and prevent additional infections and deaths.
And we've seen four-digit death tolls across the United States in a number of recent days. And as I understand it, more counties in Wisconsin are seeing some higher rates. Can you talk about the governor and the secretary pointing toward the latest numbers, making the case for the mask mandate?
So this is an incredibly important part of the new mask mandate. The governor is actually able to issue the new mask mandate because he also declared a new statewide emergency order responding to COVID-19. And he cited the recent surge in cases and some of those numbers and the prevalence of COVID-19 in, the percentage of counties that it is prevalent in Wisconsin for his as his rationale for that new emergency declaration. So this is a huge part of the calculus, right, that the cases are increasing in the state. What's really complicated about this mask order and the new emergency declaration is that it's kind of uncharted territory for Wisconsin. The governor already issued one COVID-19 emergency declaration back in March. So this would be, they only last for 60 days. So that's expired. This would be his second emergency declaration related to the virus. And some folks are saying he can't do that. And if he can't do that, which he just did, but if they legally challenge that, the mask mandate won't be able to stand.
Talking to WPR reporter Laurel White, state capitol reporter, looking at Wisconsin's new mask mandate announced today by the governor. I want to give a listen to the governor talking about what you were just talking about, the potential for legal action. Here's a listen.
I know folks are worried that the order I'm issuing today to keep people healthy and safe will immediately be challenged by Republicans in the court. I know folks are worried another ruling could just create more chaos as we respond to this pandemic. I'm worried about that too. But my job as governor is to put people first, to do what's best for the people of our state, and to do everything I can to keep people healthy and safe.
And speaking of the courts, Laurel, Wisconsin has a new Supreme Court justice sworn in as of today. And some people have been saying that may be part of the timing here.
So, yes. So actually, she's not in there quite yet.
Oh.
a couple days early.
She's okay.
Sworn in on Saturday. But that's definitely something that folks are talking about. So the mask mandate is set to go into effect Saturday. And that's the day that Justice-elect Jill Karofsky, who is a liberal justice, is set to join the court. And folks are saying that, you know, the governor sort of aligned his emergency declaration and his new order with the shifting balance of the state Supreme Court. When Karofsky takes her place on the bench, it's going to shift the balance of power a little bit. The conservative majority on the court is going to go from 5-2, where it is right now, to 4-3. So there's a little bit more possibility for a liberal decision that would uphold the governor's actions.
This order, we were joining 30 plus other states doing this. What, when it comes to enforcement, Laurel, what does the order say?
Mm-hmm. So the enforcement mechanism is pretty straightforward in terms of, you know, what's laid out here anyway. There's a up to $200 penalty. I think kind of the $1 million question, though, is who is going to enforce it? We know that some law enforcement officials across Wisconsin didn't want to enforce the governor's safer at home order earlier this year. And I think we've already seen some sheriffs come out and say that they're not going to be enforcing the mask mandate either because they believe it to be in violation of law. So it's going to be really interesting to see kind of how that conversation plays out in the days to come.
And if I read the press release correctly, Laurel, it said local law enforcement may enforce the order, not will or must or should even may. So it leaves enforcement kind of up in the air a little bit.
Those word choices are very important in this universe.
And they encourage people not to enforce it personally. The press release says, mm-hmm. Yeah, don't harass other people over their decision to wear a mask or not to wear a mask.
Yes, that was part of the guidance that the governor's office put out today. And they also said that if someone harasses you for wearing a mask, that you can call local law enforcement because you shouldn't have to put up with harassment for anything.
And Laurel, as we wrap up, when it comes to possible challenges, whether that's coming directly from the legislature or through the courts, what do you have your eye on next with this mask mandate?
I'm pretty narrowly focused right now on the conservative group that's been vocal about this particular issue for a while now, and that's the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. They've challenged the governor in court a number of times. They've already put out a statement saying that they think his action wasn't in line with law, that he didn't have the authority to do what he did today. So I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see a lawsuit coming from that group pretty soon.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio and co-host of the WPR Politics podcast. She joined us today to talk about Governor Evers' announcement of a statewide mask mandate and the potential legal fight over the emergency declaration.